The Sewer by Leilani. Ken the Godzilla is running as fast as he can in the hot, grainy sand. He falls but rushes to get back up. Ken looks behind him and sees the big, rabid poodle. As he's looking back, he gets caught by a man named George. "Would you like to try one of our Hawaiian dishes?" he asks. "No!" screams Ken. "I just want a way off this horrible island!" Ken looks back again, his voice trembling. "Oh, no," he says. "The rabid poodle is catching up to me." He starts running again, but then trips and falls into the dirty, slimy sewer. At first, he starts to panic, but then jumps for joy, realizing he's finally safe from the vicious poodle. Suddenly, Ken hears a sound, but thinks it's the water dripping, so he turns back around. Ken then hears the same sound, but shortly after that, he hears that quivering sound, the growl of the poodle. "Not again!" Ken yells. As he starts running again, he sees a light and thinks to himself, "That's my way out." Ken starts to pick up the pace and runs faster and faster while the poodle gains his speed, splashing the dirty water everywhere. Ken then reaches the end, but soon realizes that there was no way out besides the way he came in. He turns around, looking right at the poodle, and shivering, he yells, "What am I gonna do?" Finally, he and the poodle meet face to face. Ken, scared, thinking about how he could get past the poodle, remembers that he has the pocket knife his dad had given him. He pulls it out and gets ready to fight the enormous dog. As soon as he pulls it out, the poodle uses his big furry paws and knocks it out of his hand. Ken tries to make a move, but is caught. Next thing you know, there is a loud sound that echoes, and Ken and the poodle both turn their heads. While the poodle is distracted by the sound, he puts Ken down. Ken cautiously moves away and runs toward the pocket knife. Then a girl appears out of thin air. She carries a rope with her and has on shiny brown boots, almost like a 21st century cowgirl. She runs up to the poodle, saying, "Easy, boy, it's Mama. I'm just trying to help you." Then she gives him something and says, "There you go, buddy. All better now." She looks up at Ken. "I'm so very sorry for the scare. Old Cupcake forgot his meds today. Without them, he goes crazy." Ken looks confused. "Is this your dog?" he asks. "Yes, he ran away this morning and forgot to take those meds. I just knew he might stir up some old trouble." Ken, surprised, responds, "Oh, okay, thank you for saving my life." "No problem," she says. "And what might your name be?" she asks. "Well, my name is Ken, and yours?" "My name is Bobby Joe. Nice to meet you." The pleasure's all mine," Ken says. "Hey," Ken says, "would you happen to know a way out of this place?" "Well, I sure do," Bobby Joe exclaims. "This way," Bobby Joe says. So Ken follows Bobby Joe and her dog, Cupcake, down the sewer. "Finally, we're out," Ken exclaims as they reach the end and climb up the railing into the streets. "Hey, what are you doing? Well, hey, what are you doing after you get home?" Bobby Joe asks. "Nothing much," Ken replies. "Well, would you like to come to my house and try some of my mama's homemade peach cobbler?" "Well, sure," Ken says. Then Ken, Bobby Joe, and her dog Cupcake walk on, excited to eat some of that sweet old peach cobbler. The end.